Welcome to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. Over the past 20 years, I've worked in beauty, luxury, corporate, and service-driven industries. I created the opportunity in these careers and in my own businesses that allowed me to travel the world, experience once-in-a-lifetime events, and build brands while providing my expertise to clients all around the globe. Life is short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. If you are ready to take your business and life to that next level you deserve to be at, this is the show for you. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today. Tune in every week to hear from myself, other entrepreneurs, professional patients, small business owners, and fellow podcasters who will be featured on the show. I'm here to remind you to work hard, share your story, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Today's episode starts now. Hello, hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. Wow, you guys, this week was just like out of control. Do you ever have one of those weeks and you're so scheduled and organized like myself and you are absolutely slammed? You're like, okay, I've got this done, and then I'm going to line up the rest of the events and it's all going to work out perfectly. And then that is the week that shit hits the fan. Everything that can possibly happen gets thrown your way. So you have to sit back, pull back, and thank the freaking universe for some reason you are experiencing these things in life. So that was my week. So Tuesday, I had vertigo four times, back to back to back to back, four times. It was awful. And if you've ever experienced vertigo, you probably get nauseous and sick and all these things. And for somebody that is absolutely slammed right now and needs her computer and her eyes, vertigo does not fit into my perfect situation of a day. But what I had to do was just realize it's happening for me for a reason, maybe to slow down. I don't know why. But then also, I had a dental appointment, and I had another dental appointment, which I thought was measurements for my implants. And I told a few of my friends this. They're like, how did you not know what was happening when you went there? And I'm like, I honestly think I just blocked it out. And I want to get into PTSD with you for a minute, because I know a lot of you that listen either experience it or know people that have experienced it. And I want to share with you the things that actually like went through my mind this week, which was also awful. And so here I am going into my dental appointment thinking I'm just getting measurements. My implants are going to be almost done. And it was not happening. Something else completely different was happening. So I've had to get my whole entire mouth redone twice now. So I'm working on the last two teeth, which are implants. And all this, if you're not familiar why, or if you're new to the show, it's because I was misdiagnosed with the disease, and all the drugs and the chemo I was overdosed on destroyed my mouth. So here we are. I'm finally getting it fixed, paying out of pocket $510 a month, by the way. And I had to get screws put into my mouth. And if you've ever had implants or screws drilled into your gums, they cut open your gums, they shove the screws up there, and then that's how the implant stays. So that now every day for an hour, I have this whole like dental routine trying to match the shades of the implants and with the fluoride, and like this whole, it's a whole situation, right? So I did not know I was going in there for that. So they had to give me extra anesthesia. I was freaking out. And I said to my dentist, I was like, you guys need to tell me about these things so I can mentally prepare myself. They're like, okay, we'll leave. How much time do you need to mentally prepare? I'm like, well, at least until my CBD oil kicks in. Jesus. Like, I thought I was literally going in for the measurements for the implant. I thought for some reason part of the screw was already in my mouth. I don't know. I think I block these things out because it freaks me the hell out. Anyway, so that happened, and thank God I'm on the 5-day first phase for the body reset diet, which I'm doing right now, and I'm documenting on my IGTV each phase. There's three phases, so every 5 days I'm going to document what I'm eating and how I feel, But on my stories, I'm trying to do it every day. So if you're not familiar with the Body Reset Diet, it's a book by Harley Pasternak, and he just updated it. It's available in my Amazon store. If you want to grab a copy, you can reach my Amazon store by visiting the link in my Instagram bio. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. That way you can buy the book and do it yourself and see, like, there's incredible recipes. And obviously I just created a cookbook, so I'm all about eating healthy, but I knew my body needed a reset. So here I am the day before posting my blended soups, and I'm like, oh, this recipe is the same. I'm just eating differently. And I said, this blended soup I'm familiar with, I made the same recipe for all my dental procedures. Cut to the next 24 hours, I had 3 unexpected procedures. Had no idea they were happening. Totally screwed up my day. The next day, I'm still sore. I feel super hungover, and I haven't been drinking because I'm doing this reset. So I'm like, God, can anything else happen? And my week was packed. And so now I'm like 2 days behind work. I'm like banging all my projects out because I have huge launches and scheduled for specific dates. And I always like to be ahead of the game, and now I'm behind and it drives me nuts. So anyway, I just wanted to share that with you because this was like crazy week. It was like vertigo, back to back to back, dental procedures, back to back to back. And I'm like behind in my work, behind in life. And I'm still managing to do my steps and to eat all my meals. And the reason why I have all my meals is because I meal prep. So I literally made all 10 shakes and all 5 soups, blended food for the whole first phase of this body reset. Now, going into that, I want to share with you that I'm eating more than I ever have, like protein-wise and meat-wise. And it's so crazy because if you weigh over 175 pounds, you need to be having more protein powder than just a normal scoop. No one's ever told me that. And it makes sense. I literally had so much more energy. So I'm speeding up my metabolism, and almost everything minus like all the meat I'm eating, just chicken and turkey, I've been eating. I'm just eating it in a different way, or more of something and less of something else. So I definitely feel good. I've lost 36 pounds. I mean, it's great to lose the weight. My goal is 100 this year, but I, at this point of my life, just want to feel good and energized. And I felt like I was just like blah, like just, I needed a reset. And the diet word, I was not going after the diet word. I was going after the reset word. I was like, I need a reset. I need something to like boost my energy and all of that. So it's working. I love it. You can follow I saved a highlight over on my Instagram for my experience with this. And tomorrow, which is Monday, the first day of phase 2, I'm going to do another IGTV just so that you guys can see like what it's like, what I'm making. He has amazing recipes in his book that sound, oh my God, they're just so incredible. And so I use some of my stuff and some of his stuff and make my own. But the smoothies, man, oh my God, I've never had so many smoothies in my life. And they're like heavy duty smoothies and all different things. So what I did was, in the beginning, this process was like 3 to 4 hours. I sat down, I started reading this book, and I had already meal prepped for the whole week, like everything I was going to have. Like I always prep and prepare my produce, so my fruits and veggies. I have stuff already frozen, stuff for my salads. I got ground turkey. I was going to make like a chili. And then this is totally different. So what I did was I pulled apart, because you got to use what you have. I always say this. I had to pull apart everything I had prepped, and I used what I had to make the smoothies and the soup and all of that. And then I needed just like a couple other things for the snacks. That's the thing too. There's 2 snacks and 3 meals. So I'm going into phase 2, where phase 1 was 2 smoothies and a blended soup. So it's literally like I'm reliving my dental procedure week. And then today, I mean, Wednesday I had another one. So it worked out perfect because I already had blended food. How ironic is that? Now this week, phase 2, I do smoothie or blended soup, and then one of the meals, so a healthy meal. So I'm going to make a new soup, and I have some meals already prepared, but I have jasmine rice in there, and I just bought brown rice. I haven't had brown rice in like at least 5 years. I never eat brown rice. It's so strange. I always get jasmine. So I'm going to use my stir fries and just like redo them because I'm traveling for the next couple of days. Well, at the end of this week, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. And so I want to use everything that I have in the fridge so that I can freeze the rest. I am a huge believer in freezing shit. So not for forever, but just to keep it fresh. And I don't want to spend a fortune on food. And that's the other thing with the Body Reset diet. You definitely don't spend a fortune on food. Just a couple other things. Like, I'm still not used to purchasing chicken and turkey and a huge thing of yogurt, Greek yogurt. And these are things I never have. So that was like an extra $20, but I already had the rest. And then I'm replacing it with stuff I already bought. So at the end of the day, it equals out. So it could be a little bit less. It could be pretty much even, but it's not something that you have to invest like a ton of money in. I'm sure the first phase you can use all the things that you already have. That's what I did. So then I'm not spending a fortune on like resetting my body at the same time, you know? So my results so far are, I think I'm down 6 pounds, and then I just feel good. And yesterday I did not do, this is the thing, the first phase you have to do 10,000 steps every day, second phase, 12,000. And then that's when you start incorporating resistance training, I believe. And then the third, the same. So I did not do my 10,000 steps yesterday. I did like 2,000 because I was on my computer for like 12 and a half straight hours because I'm behind. Today, I literally am exhausted and I already had vertigo twice. So there's that. So my body is telling me to rest. So I'm going to actually maybe work from my bed. Here's the thing. I wake up every morning and make my bed immediately. It's such a good thing for your mindset. So if you don't accomplish anything else out of your 24 hours of living that day, you made your freaking bed. Highly suggest you do that. So I do that. And then I have like my morning routine and all of that. And what I want to do throughout this body reset is have a lot more time for self-care. But this whole week just threw me off. So now I am going to wake up even earlier. I was up at 4:30 this morning, and then I was like, should I just get up? I feel like I'm awake. And there's nothing better than getting a head start, like waking up at 4:30 or 6:30, a few hours before you're used to getting up, and just banging workout or doing home projects or crafts or whatever it is you want to work on. I love that feeling, but guess what? I fell back asleep. So I woke up at 8:30 and I'm like, seriously? So I want to talk to you guys now about the self-care that I am definitely doing, because I know something is happening with my body, and my PTSD, which I'll share with you in a minute, is out of control. And when that happens, I get like mentally drained, physically drained, almost emotionally drained. Like, I can't stop crying. And that's just how it is. And so I do all the meditations, I do all my sound baths, and I'm not sure if I shared this. I think I put it on my Instagram or even my TikTok. One of my friends got me a sound bowl for Christmas, so I use that sometimes. And I'm taking more time to read new books. So some of the other books I want to share with you that I just got, I'm so excited to read these. I haven't read a book since I wrote my book. And so when I ordered books off Amazon, they came in the mail. And the first thing I do is like inspect the type, inspect the pages, inspect like everything. Like, it's my book. Like, it's the craziest thing. Like, if you've ever written a book, like, do you do this? Or is it just me because I'm crazy? And the same thing with planners. I think I shared this on another episode where I was in Target and I was like determined to find a new planner that was smaller. And the first thing I noticed was pages weren't even and margins were off and the paper is different quality. And these are things you notice when you self-publish a book or just publish a book in general. But I've gone through so many things with the self-publishing situation over the last just a couple of weeks, which I'll also share with you in a moment, that it just like blows my mind. But I think I'm at the very end of it. And it's just crazy. So I'm in Target and I finally find my planner. And then when I come home, it's actually right in front of me. I realize that they use two different shades of white in my planner. They like alternated it. So it's white and beige. These are things that I probably would never have noticed unless I self-published a book, because I have to look over everything with a fine-tooth comb like 100 times over and over again, like paper quality and margins and just like cutting and measurement, like just so much shit. So it's so crazy how that happened. So going back to my self-care and reading more, I purchased Rich Bitch, which is all about finance, and that's by Nicole Lappin. And she's on so many different news shows. I think that's how I found her, and I follow her on Instagram, and she's awesome. The Daily Stoic by Ryan Holiday and The Body Reset Diet by Harley Pasternak. Those are the three books I'm reading right now. And I was reading, I was on such a good track before I started reading my book. I mean, before I started writing my book, and then I wrote my book, and then I launched my book, and now I'm still dealing with my book. So I haven't like read any other books. So I'm excited to like read somebody else's words on a page other than my own. So I'm just like so excited. So I started reading Rich Bitch. The Daily Stoic will be here this week. The Body Reset Diet, I've read phase one. I'm like halfway through. I'm just excited. I just needed like a reset. So if you guys are like feeling blah and just need to like jumpstart your metabolism and just like feel good, I think too, because I eat the same things all the time, my body is reacting a different way. I don't know. So I'm excited to get back in the sun. It's been so hot in San Diego, like mid 80s. It's nuts. It's like legit summer. And so I'm going outside minus yesterday, and that's it. So self-care, because my body desperately is telling me desperately I need it between the vertigo and the mouth and like all of this. I have another dental appointment this week. And then the last one for the implants, I think, is in 3 weeks because the labs are behind because of COVID. So I'll finally be able to smile for the first time in like years, like with my teeth the way I want, minus the Invisalign that comes next. So it's quite a process and a very, very expensive one. So speaking of which, I want to talk to you about the PTSD that I experience and just the thoughts that run through my head. And yes, I'm in therapy, and yes, I do all the meditations and sound baths every single day, morning and night, like I've said that a million times on my show and just earlier. It doesn't matter, because something will immediately trigger you and you just go down like a black hole. Like you will spiral, and then you have to just like remove yourself from the situation and find things that make you feel better, if at all possible. So I have certain music, certain playlists. I do like calming routines. I do tapping. I do breath work. Sometimes that doesn't even work because it's just so intense. So when I get vertigo, I was getting it so many times, like back to back to back to back. And it was so bad this time. And ironically, I had an ENT appointment on this past Friday. So that's where I learned more information about my vertigo. So it's just so crazy how life happens. So here I am. I'm sitting in the same chair I'm sitting in right now, recording in my office area, and everything starts spinning. And so after it just kept happening over and over again, the first thing in my mind is, oh my God, I'm actually really sick. Oh my God, I'm about to be blind. Oh my God, if I'm paralyzed, how am I going to like figure my life out? Who's going to take care of my business? Did I update my will? Am I really going to die? What if I'm paralyzed and fall over and I can't like grab my phone? All of these things are in my head like within 60 seconds. It's not a fun thing to experience, I can tell you that. And I was driving around going to all these appointments for the vertigo. So that's like freaking me out. Like, oh my God, am I going to get it on the highway? And I didn't, thank God. And so that's what happens. And if you experience PTSD or any kind of trauma, or you know somebody that has, I'm here to tell you, like, you have to really take care of yourself after the fact. Your body is going through something and your mind is going through something, and I don't care what anybody else tells you, you just need to clock the hell out. And thank God I can work fast, like really hard and really fast on projects, because now I'm behind on work. And yes, my health is priority, but so are my clients, and I hate being late. So I'm right on track now, but I'd prefer to be earlier, but this week is going to be jam-packed now because of that. But luckily, I got more answers about the vertigo. So I was telling a friend earlier this morning, like, originally I had vertigo from withdrawing from all these meds I was on. Then it went away. Then it just started happening again. So as of right now, I pop about 2 to 3 water pills every day. My ear is completely inflamed, and I am like anti-steroids. Like, it just really messes with me. And I might have to take them just for like 2 weeks if my water pills and nose spray doesn't work, because my ear is completely clogged. And I don't know how it happens. It's so crazy, because the whole time I was sick, I never had an ear issue. And now that I'm not sick, my ear hurts again. So it's like all the drugs I was on masked that situation. And now that I'm not on drugs and I'm healing myself through juicing and holistically and all this, it's like it's back. How messed up is that? So that's my health situation, but I'm powering through, doing the body reset diet and eating healthy and doing my steps most of the time. I'm just being totally honest with you, because this is life, you know, when shit gets thrown your way, you got to figure it out. And the whole point of me telling you this is because I do certain things that prepare me for the next week and to reground myself. So if you're somebody that is experiencing a fucked up week like mine was, what you need to do is journal that shit out. Journal it. Blast some crazy music that you love. You know, do more meditations and self-care. And I did like a face mask, a hand and foot mask. I think I even did a hair mask. I definitely need to shave my legs, but let's just be honest, like, that's the most annoying thing for us ladies. Like, I wait to the last possible minute where I literally can't take it any longer, and it's usually when I'm working out, and I can feel it because my yoga pants are compression. They're, like, super-duper tight. They suck you in. You don't even need Spanx, which is amazing, and they're, like, so itchy. So it's time that I stop. I know I'm not alone with that. I'm like, oh my God. So that was my week. And this is how I'm going into a new week. Hopefully leaving all of this drama behind and getting my mind right again. And that's probably like the hardest thing, especially dealing with PTSD and trauma. When something happens to me when I'm sick, this is also the other thing. Like, I haven't had to have multiple doctor's appointments in a really long time. So the fact that I'm doing that triggers me, because it makes me think that I'm sick again. And then anesthesia gets me to a whole nother level. I am so angry and so emotional on any form of anesthesia. And I think half of it is because, well, half is because when I'm going into something and I know that's happening, like, I'm doing all of this for a reason, and that reason is because I was misdiagnosed, so I'm angry going in. I'm, like, mad about it, and I don't think that's something that will ever go away. I mean, for a long time, I felt good, but now it's like, here I am going to appointments. These appointments wouldn't be happening if I never went through that traumatic part of my life. So how am I going to stay positive? How am I going to be conducting business and helping my clients and being, like, happy, normal Kelly? When behind the scenes, I'm like, F this, I'm going to trial. I hope I don't get arrested when I show up at his doctor's office like the next week. Like, this is how I'm thinking. Because I'm paying $510 a month for a mistake that was not mine. And I'm paying that because I did not want a penny from the 6 medical malpractice legal cases I represented myself in. Why, you ask, if you're new here? There's many shows to explain that, but it's because I was alive. I fought for my life and I got my life back. And if I was not here and somebody was fighting, they maybe would have had a better shot. However, I have had some of the top litigating offices in this country call me, basically asking me to consult for free. Like, they're freaking out of their minds. And how I did what I just did. Then the pandemic happened, and in order to get in front of a judge at district court in Las Vegas, it was a nightmare. It would have been $250,000 out of my pocket, and this whole story, which I'm sure you know, if you don't, scroll back. There's so many freaking episodes over the last 3.5 years about this, but it's not a happy thing to have to pay for every month. I'm paying for someone's mistake. And I don't have that money because I chose not to go to trial, and I actually couldn't. So now I'm thinking, should I go back into my legal bubble? Should I make this happen? I'm, you know, doing a ton of research on Clubhouse. Everybody is on Clubhouse right now saying how amazing it is, great for business. And I'm over here thinking, I'm going to find those top litigating attorneys in the medical malpractice area and share my story and really make this shit go viral, because it's just not okay. I'm strong enough to survive and go through it and then go through the misdiagnosis and then the legal battles, but not everybody can do that, and then not everybody can represent themselves, and not everybody has the level of strength that I have, that I don't realize I actually really have sometimes. I feel that this happened to me again for a reason. All of this shit happens for a reason, right? Then I needed to slow down, like I suggested you do as well, if these things happen, and figure out, like, why is this happening? Not to me, but for me. Is it happening for me because I need to go back into my legal bubble and really start blowing shit up to help other patients? Like, I wasn't ready to do that until I released my medical product. And that's a happy product. It's not like, I don't know. So that's where my head's at. Like, this happened, ironically, the week before I'm going back to Vegas. So there's that. I have a few ideas. I did joke with a friend. I was like, get ready to bail me out of jail on Friday. But that's not going to happen. But then somebody else mentioned to me, I should just start forwarding my bills. But I need a face-to-face conversation. Like, this chapter isn't over. And I feel like I needed time. I wrote my book. I felt so good. I, like, moved on. And then this shit's happening again. And I feel like I'm even stronger now, even though I'm going through this PTSD and trauma and my dental stuff and whatever. Like, I'm a strong bitch, and I feel like I can take this on again. Do I have the time? Not really. Do I really want to do this? Will it work? Do I want to, you know, relive it again? I mean, I don't know, but something in my gut is telling me this legal business needs to begin again. And I don't know how or what that's going to look like. I mean, if I were to have like a face-to-face conversation with him, I don't know. I mean, at least just cover my bills, for God's sakes. I don't know. So I'm just sharing all of this with you guys because so many people think like, oh my gosh, you're like, not sick anymore. And I'm like, you don't understand what I deal with on a daily basis to keep my mind right. This is why I am so OCD when it comes to my morning routines, my meal prepping, my evening routines, because I have control over that. And that's what I need. Because when you are in a situation where you have absolutely no control, it's just not good. And so I like to have control over certain things. Same thing with my business, same thing with my book. Which, by the way, there's a second new cover coming out. If you're on my email list, or actually I posted it on Instagram and my TikTok, so you can see the brand new cover there. Not for the ebook, but for the paperback. And I did that just in time for Target, so hopefully February it will be on Target shelves. I cannot wait to go in there and sign books everywhere, Barnes & Noble, Target, Walmart, everywhere they are. I purposely waited for this new cover in order to go in stores. So that's just my hellish week and what's happening and what's going through my mind and where I'm at. And when it comes to business, you know, I'm super prepared as well. Like, every Monday I'm filming TikToks for like at least a week of content. And as I've always, like, you know, shared on the show and on my social media, if you go to my TikTok, you can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I'm on a mission to get 1,000 followers so I can start going live and start showing everybody all my famous tips and tricks when it comes to especially producing shows, music, podcasts, all that, because that's something I can't do in a video. Like, I need more time. And I'm just excited to do that. So all the content that's on my TikTok right now is all about personal development, side hustles, everything business related, strategies, content creating, hashtag stuff. I have landing page tutorials, how you can make passive income, different financial revenue streams. Like, I'm doing so many videos about business and just business hacks and life hacks and tips and tricks and everything I have up my sleeve, as I'm staring at a whole month worth of content that I have to film over the next 2 weeks. So if you're looking to up-level your business or your life, you need to go to my TikTok because I just filmed a shit ton of videos for you. And they're all there. And now I have the hiccups. I also shared on... When did I share this? Yeah, earlier this week. I did how I batch film and record content in 2 hours. I have a very strategic way and method that I wanted to share. So there's a 3-part series for that. How I actually do my hair and makeup, my looks, my outfits, my content. So if you're looking to start doing that in your own business, then head over to my TikTok because I already posted all 3 videos and it's quite intense, but you, like everything else, have to be prepared and plan things out and then be really strategic with it. And then you're good. You have like 2 weeks worth of content to post. It's amazing. So I do that for my podcast episodes usually, but not when I have vertigo. This is also the other thing that I don't have control over, which also annoys me, but when I'm late with my own stuff, like this show, I wanted it out on Friday. Where was I? At the vertigo doctor. Where did I go after that? My regular doctor. I think I even went back to the dentist. It's just a crazy week. But yeah, I'm just excited to be talking a lot more about more business stuff other than like crazy work weeks like I had. But just to do a little recap of what I do when I have one of the busiest weeks, just everything comes, you know, it's a crash and burn situation. I just know that rest is best. So I need to just walk away and just be more relaxed and do my meditations and do my sound baths. And I say this all the time, but like I'm obsessed with all my Spotify playlists, none of which I have created because I do not have time for that. But I think I did a TikTok video on my favorite playlist for business and slowing down. And even there's even a PMS playlist on there I found. And they're amazing. So just journaling out my feelings makes me feel a lot better. The first thought I had when I felt a little better from all this vertigo and dental situation this week was, before that, what I wanted to do was get in a car and drive to Vegas and have a serious conversation with this doctor that did this to me. And then I calm down and then I'm thinking, that's not going to help anybody else. What I do for a living is constantly helping other people, whether it's people, brands, podcasters, other businesses. Like I'm helping people in multiple ways every day. That is the shit that I'm obsessed with. And going there on a rampage is not going to help anybody else. It's not going to help me either because I need to be strategic just like I always was throughout all this legal battles, and now I need to do the same again. So I need to figure out a plan, not losing my mind in the meantime, because I want to do it to help other people. I have to show people, like, this is how you can do it. These are the steps. This is the way that, like, your voice needs to be heard. Period. End of story. And you can't give up. Granted, I walked away with $0. That was a choice. And COVID really screwed me in that department. But did I want to keep my sanity in check? Kind of, because I need that to survive for myself. It was just too much. It was ongoing. And by the way, next Saturday, the 23rd, is my 2-year anniversary of being misdiagnosed. So I know I will be in the middle of starting phase 3. Then, but I'm having a drink because I deserve it. And then I can reset again the next day. I survived 2 years of this legal drama. Like, and now I'm thinking like, I want to pick it back up. I know I'm crazy, but the point is I want to really help other people. And I feel like I can do so much more than just releasing this medical product I've been working on for years. I feel like, you know, the power of audio right now and voice, and I don't know what to do, but I'm going to keep you guys posted. That's for sure. I just want to be able to help more people. And I know I have so much more in me. I just need to do it strategically for my own mindset, because I don't want to lose my shit. Let's just be real. because I have many, many times because it's super traumatic and I'm like all alone fighting this huge fight. But I've done it 6 times. Why not do it again? So that's where we're at. Now, going back to TikTok and posting all these business videos, if you guys have any business questions you would like me to answer, you can send me a video. Not a video. Oh my God. I'm losing my mind. Send me a voice memo if you want, an audio message, or just shoot me a text on my number in the show notes. Or you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic. And I will answer it on my TikTok. If you are on TikTok or you're not, I suggest you join. There's a lot going on over there. TikTok and Clubhouse. Clubhouse, I'm researching for my MedMail stuff at the moment. I could be with entrepreneurs. I could be with other business owners, other podcasters. My head right now is back in the legal game. So that's what I'm doing. And more litigators need to hear my story, because if the top ones in the country are asking me how I did it, I can consult with them. So there's that. What else? So yeah, I'm diving deep into business on the next show. So stay tuned for that. And there's so many videos. I posted 2 or 3 a day every single day this week over on my TikTok. And then I'm slowly transferring them over to my Instagram. But for right now, my focus is TikTok. I'm so excited. I even posted some funny ones the other day. And I have 4 new shows coming out for my clients that I'll be sharing with you guys soon. I'm currently working on an incredible project with an award show, and I'll talk about that when I can. And what else? I'm just doing what's best for me in my little bubble and figuring out my future and all that good stuff. But before I go, I wanted to talk to you guys about what happened to me this morning, because this is kind of like a spinoff of last week. This past week. We're not even done yet. It's still happening. I'm like, what else is going to get thrown my way? So if you transfer domains, do website building, anything in the digital space, I have been working with GoDaddy for over a decade. When you need to transfer a domain, I can literally do it with my eyes closed. I feel like one open, one closed. It takes literally 30 seconds, but this morning I had to do one for a client and it was a shit show. It literally took me like an hour and a half and I just couldn't comprehend. Like, is it me? Like, am I literally not reading these words on my screen correctly? Like, how is this so complicated? And then my first thought, I'm like all pissed off. And then my second thought is I need help. Who can help me? So I messaged my friend Layla, who, by the way, is a creative genius, obsessed with NLP and hypnosis and EFT. She's trained in all of that. She's incredible. So I messaged her, and you can find her on Instagram at Cosmic Media LLC. And I'm like, Layla, please tell me, like, what is happening right now? Why can I not move the Squarespace to GoDaddy in like 2 seconds, like normal? She's like, oh, it's totally different. It could take a week to transfer. I'm like, are you serious? Like, are you kidding? By the way, that domain is mentioned in a podcast that's launching in less than 2 weeks. Why is this going to take a week? But I'm still under the radar with the time frame, and it's definitely going to happen. So we're all set. I ended up figuring it out with the help of Layla, but I was like, why is this happening to me right now? Like, universe, thank you. I know, like, you just sucked up another hour and a half, 2 hours of my day. Like, I was watching every YouTube tutorial. I was reading all these blog posts. And for some reason, in this specific account, it was not transferring. And I'm like, are you serious? So anyway, if you've ever had to transfer out a domain from Squarespace to GoDaddy, message me, because I'll show you exactly how to do it, because now I'm a pro. It freaking took forever. I was like, why is this so complicated? Because Squarespace goes through a third party, end of story. So anyway, going back to my amazing friend Layla, I was like, what do you have going on in your business I want to share on the show as a thank you? So if you have a Kajabi website, you need all new branding and overhaul, specifically Kajabi social media content creation, like beautiful Instagram feeds. Layla is your girl. She designs. I just love her whole branding palette. I mean, she has a million, but like when I found the Pantone app, I was like, oh my God, look at this app. I'm obsessed. Like, I go around everywhere, like, taking pictures, finding color codes. She's like, I know. I already have that. So anyway, she helped me out this morning. Her work is so incredible. I'm not even kidding. Like, if you are trying to launch a course, if you have anything running on Kajabi, if you need an updated Instagram feed, branding, social media stuff, Layla is your girl. And you can find her at Instagram at Cosmic Media LLC. And I'll put it in the show notes for you guys. And again, she's also trained in NLP, hypnosis, EFT, all that good stuff. And human design too, I believe. And that's something new I'm learning about. So if you guys have a Kajabi site, you're launching a course, you need any kind of stuff like that, you need to go to Layla, like, ASAP. And let her know that you came from the Happy Workaholic podcast. And that's it. I just wanted to give her a shout out. This is why you guys need people in your bubble, especially when it comes to business. I even did a video about this on TikTok the other day, how, and I even wrote about this in my book, where your biggest supporters are going to be the social media friends that you've never even met. Layla is one of them. We're always messaging about, like, random shit all the time, or, like, bitching and complaining or laughing and crying. Like, she's just been one of those people, like, for over the, like, past, I don't even know, like, 3 years. And then I was venting to her as well about, like, my dental bill. So some of my really close friends, like, would not understand, like, what I'm saying. And so if you work in the digital space and you don't have any friends, you can be friends with Layla and I, because we just keep it real. And it's hard when you work on the internet. Like, so many people are so fucking fake. Like, I'm not fake. And you can listen to and watch any of my stories and you will legit see how I am in real life and on the internet. And, you know, when I use, like, 25 filters on a photo, I hold my hand up so you can see the difference, because it only does your face and not your hand. And sometimes I don't have time for full glam, so I use 25 filters. And that's just because they give me, like, massive lashes, and I really miss gluing those on every day. But I just always keep it 100% real. And if you are looking for a new community, a new tribe, like, new girlfriends, new people in business, you can totally be friends with me on the internet. If you're in San Diego, we can meet up 6 feet distancing in real life. We could do a 6 foot distanced walk on the beach, because that's where I live when I get to do my steps. But yeah, so moral of the story, when everything gets thrown your way in a week that you were so planned and organized and you have no control over the situation, you need to just take a day off to breathe and realize, like, all the good things that you have going on for you. And this is happening for a reason. You know, you need to slow down. You need to take a break. You need to reframe your mindset again, especially if you're dealing with PTSD and trauma. That shit is no joke. And it takes days for me to get back to normal. And I'm hysterically crying and screaming angry, like, at the same time, like, or in rotation. And it's not, you know, that hasn't happened in a while. And that's it. So just know that you two are very strong, that you can overcome anything just like I have. And if you need help on how to, you can always reach out to me. I'll give you more, like, tips and tricks. You know, I've gone through hell and back a couple times, and I'm still here, and I'm still able to laugh and cry and swear and the whole nine. So again, if you guys have any other business questions or content, marketing, strategy, podcasting, publishing, all that, it's on my TikTok. So go check out those videos. And then next week's episode, I'm not sure what I am going to record for you guys next week. If there's a certain topic, reach out and let me know over on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic. Definitely going to be entrepreneurship and business related. I think I might do one for working on the go, maybe, because I'll be traveling and I've already started organizing my thoughts on, like, all the shit that I need to bring with me. Yeah, so that's it. I'm about to go drink my freshly cut mint and my water because I'm sick of lemon. Well, I can't have lemon because I'm dealing with my teeth, so there's that. So thanks for listening. Just a life update. if you are having a crazy week, just take a freaking break, journal it out, blast some music, go for a walk, reset your diet, read a good book. Just know that I'm here to support you in any way that you need supporting, because it's tough. It's a tough world out there. But anyway, that's all I have for you guys today. Sorry this episode is late. I cannot stand when I'm late with my shows. But I'm recording next week's early because I'm traveling Friday. So that's it. I hope that you had a wonderful week and it wasn't as insane as mine. And if you have any questions, feel free to message me anywhere on the internet, but most likely I'll be spending my time on TikTok, and also I've been writing a lot more on LinkedIn and Medium, repurposing all my content, which I highly suggest you do the same. And then I feel like there was one more thing I was going to share with you, and now I forgot because it's not written down in front of me. Yeah, I forgot. So it's next week's episode will definitely be business related. So stay tuned for that. But seriously, you guys, if you have questions about your business or life coaching strategy, like literally anything I do, legal stuff, I mean, I could tell you how I did what I just did. There's many episodes and videos to showcase that. But also, I'm not an attorney and in no way giving legal advice. How to say that? But yeah, so I'm going back to grind out all the work I have to finish before tonight. And I just can't wait to share with you like everything that I'm working on for my clients, because they're literally incredible, amazing individuals and teams. I'm working with quite a few teams now. And when they're ready, most of them February 1st, I will share. So that's it. That's all I have. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I appreciate it. I'll be back next week on time. I will be on time. So I will see you guys and talk to you again next week. Bye for now. Your time is so valuable, and I really appreciate you carving out a little piece of your day to listen to today's episode. If you liked this one, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. Listening on Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you would leave me a review on today's show. Your input means so much and also helps me create more of the content you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? You can join us in the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Simply answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself and to get the latest in business, LinkedIn, organizing, and podcasting news, sign up to receive my weekly newsletter at thehappyworkaholic.com. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.